Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Tuesday afternoon. Feels much later in the week than that, but that's where we are. Tuesday afternoon, the Packers reportedly, via Tom Silverstein at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, are hiring Jerry Gray, the former Minnesota Viking defensive backs coach, to fill their vacant secondary coach position. The guy brings a ton of experience. Very interesting selection from Matt LaFleur. Hello to everyone jumping in the comments section. Just want to tell you guys really quickly, don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary Towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. You want more mouth-watering options? Explore all of their game day-worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. Mr. Acoustic King, if we lose Bulaga, any chance we start Lucas Patrick at guard and Turner at tackle? I definitely think that's a possibility. It's not preferable, but absolutely a possibility. I think another mitigating circumstance there is what happens with Jared Veldheer. I could see them potentially bringing him back on a 1 or 2 year deal and inserting him at right tackle and keeping Turner at guard. But we'll see. I do think it's interesting, given the fact that they did extend Patrick, and you have to think, obviously he's a great swing guy in the interior, but maybe they have designs to at least put him in the competition for right guard, meaning they could swing out Turner if they decided to move on from both Veldheer and Bulaga. But yes, I think it's definitely a chance of that happening. Hey, what's up? Heron, how are you? Matt, I got to tell you, pretty freaking good. It's been a good day. Been a start to the week at our last transplants yesterday of the season. If you guys missed that, make sure you check it out. Wrapped up the 2019 campaign from Matt LaFleur's inaugural year as head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And things are good. We had a nice couple of meetings about strategy for Cheesehead TV going forward this year. Very excited to share with you guys as the offseason goes along. Something I shared at the end of transplants last night that some of you may have missed or haven't got a chance to check it out yet. If you join Cheesehead TV's Patreon this offseason, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv, all we ask is $5 a month to support everything we do. I will be playing one person from our Patreon page every week during the offseason, online in Madden. You got to be on Xbox, unfortunately. I know UPS lovers will be disappointed to hear that, but I get lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of requests to play Madden online. So I figured I might as well tie it into Cheesehead TV and throw down with anybody who supports the website. Happy to do so once a week during the off season. Bring it, folks. Can you tell us where they find guys like Peter Schrager, Andrew Siliano, Kay Adams, the guy with Prime Time? Were they news careers or where did they find them? Matt, that's a really interesting question. Well, Schrager did come up through the news and or reporting. Kay was a fantasy football analyst. I was on her podcast, actually, back in the day. Andrew, as another guy who read, was a communications guy, broadcaster, etc. You know, there's no set path, but I think a lot of those people come from an on-camera background where they're either covering sports, covering football, and they kind of, you know, they have agents and they go out for auditions and they get jobs like those on the NFL Network. Robin, you'd kick my ass on Madden. I don't know. I'm okay. I can hold my own. Next, I was curious what methods you use to view all the games. All the games from the season. Any means the general public? Yeah, David, absolutely. NFL Game Pass. The NFL digital team does a great job with it. It used to be so much better when it was Game Rewind because you could actually download the games. But you have to just, if you can stream, you can watch anything you want. I'm not sure during the off season what the deal is, but I know during season, the full season package, the year round package is $99. Fortunately, I get it for free because I got the hookup, but you can purchase it $99 for the subscription for the month. I think it's a little less in the off season. And you get not only the complete broadcast, you can also get cut ups where it's just play, 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 play. There's nothing in between the plays, or you can get the coaches tape. Absolutely available to anybody who wants to go to NFL.com/Game Pass. Saul, thank you for the super chat. You think Gray could help our secondary improve? I think that's the hope, right? He definitely brings a wealth of experience. He did play in the league. He did a good job in Minnesota. I know they had a rough year at corner this season, but I think for the most part, his entire tenure, if you look at it in Minnesota, I think he did a pretty damn good job with their secondary. I'm interested to see his effect in Green Bay, especially at the safety position. Savage definitely tailed off towards the end of the year. Hopefully he can right that ship. Luis Patino, thank you for the super chat. Do you think Packers will offer for Austin Hooper? I doubt it. Now, that doesn't mean much of anything sitting here late January before we get a look at what the landscape actually looks like as far as who they re-sign themselves, who gets tagged, and who is actually available come the start of free agency. But sitting here right now on January, what is it, 27th? No, what is it, 28th? I would say probably not. Checking in from Myrtle Beach. What's up, Andrew? Thank you for all that you do in Cheesehead TV. What off-season stuff do we have to look forward to? Not so fast, my young friend. There's a bunch of stuff being kind of bandied about. Corey and I are looking at stuff. There's going to be a definite shift as far as the types of content we're giving you guys, where and how it's delivered. As I said on Transplants, make sure you're downloading the Cheesehead TV app. It's available both on all platforms, really. I mean, Apple, Android, whatever. A lot more video and podcast content coming your way. We're looking at something around the draft. Not quite sure what. Probably won't be what we did last year, which was basically just Corey and I doing a live stream of us watching the draft. We're going to be doing something a little bit more robust, possibly between here in New York and Vegas, where the draft is being held, and possibly Green Bay as well. So just be on the lookout. A lot of fun stuff coming up. Will we keep both Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis? What will we do at tight end? Tavius Sanders, I think that's a question that Gutekunst is probably going to be grappling with here for the next couple weeks. I would suspect they move on from Jimmy Graham, whether he retires and or they cut him for salary cap purposes, and then bring back Mercedes Lewis, and then elevate Jay Sternberger and Tanyan into much more active roles. I thought Sternberger showed incredible promise in the little amount that he was allowed to play down the stretch in 2019. I think they have to get him on the field. Maybe not as the nominal starter. Maybe that's a job share with Tanyan and Mercedes Lewis, but they got to get a heck of a lot more of him and a lot less and or none of Jimmy Graham. I mean, that's as plain as I can put it. Now, who knows what Gutekunst ends up doing, because it seemed pretty clear he needed to move on from Graham last offseason, and he brought him back and defended the move this past offseason. So anything's possible, but I don't think there's any question that Jace was drafted to be your eventual starter. He showed promise. Get him on the field and allow him to be just that. Hi from the Netherlands. What's up? Sending over a jersey to Lombardi Avenue. Does it have a good chance of getting signed for a diehard Dutch Packers fan? If you mean you're sending it to Lambeau in the offseason, it's going to be tough, man. I don't know who you're looking to have it signed by, but you know, the players aren't going to be around 1265 Lombardi until now, the beginning of the offseason program, which won't be until after the draft, late April, early May. So, and even then, when the guys are in the facility, I think the chances are iffy at best. Your best bet is to come over for training camp and try and get in line during the morning training camp practices. But even then, the big star guys are very rarely available for autographs. What else could we got? Can you list three improvements that Matt LaFleur made in Green Bay this past season and three that he needs to make next season? Ooh, that's an interesting question, Dan. I think number one, clearly his scheduling, i.e. A look at and being prone and really erring on the side of rest and recovery, did wonders for their health. More guys available this year than I could ever remember, especially late in the year. I think he did an excellent job of incorporating things that he brought from his past and allowing Aaron Rodgers and the offense to evolve in a way that wasn't ham-handed, wasn't my way or the highway. Obviously, it's a young coach, so you would hope that would be the way he went, but I thought that could have gone either way, and I thought he did a really good job. And speaking of which, that was the other thing I thought he did really well is he seemed to have, now this is very anecdotal because we're sitting on the outside, we're not inside those meeting rooms practice sessions, etc. But he seemed to have a really good grasp on which buttons to press and who needed what and how to handle guys and what roles they should have. That's not an easy task. Bill Parcells is one of the best to ever do it, and he was probably the greatest at knowing what buttons to press with his guys. And it really seemed that LaFleur did a great job of getting buy-in across the 53-man roster. Again, that's pretty hard to do coming in, really young guy, not much older than some of his players. It's a big task becoming, you know, for a guy who hasn't been coaching that long and is called plays for 1 year and really hasn't been in one place for any length of time. To get that amount of buy-in as a rookie head coach with not a ton of experience, I thought was really damn impressive. Now, as far as three things he needs to improve on, I don't think anybody, you know, watching the team this year wouldn't say that they have to get more consistency on offense, more efficiency. Whether that's leaning one way or the other with the playbook, whether that's getting Aaron Rodgers to change some things, maybe that means more up-tempo stuff, what have you. I think that's A, number one. I don't think there's any question about it, especially for a guy who comes from the offensive side of the football. You got to get more efficient and or more consistent on offense. Two other things. I think it's interesting to hear, you know, after the NFL Films clip came out, the all gas, no fucking break, and we all rallied behind it as fans. But then to see him kind of betray himself when it comes to that kind of mentality from time to time, I think he needs to really kind of embrace that. Because I thought when they were aggressive, whether it worked or not, I thought it sent a really good message to the team. I thought the team really embraced it. And I don't think it failed him any bigger on any bigger moment than deciding to punt on that first fourth down in the NFC Championship game. Not to say that the game would have turned out any differently, but it certainly set the tone. And I think that was a big misstep. And then finally, he needs to talk to Cheesehead TV more. He should probably do a weekly segment. Other than that, you know, his media game plan was just fine. What would you suspect their plan for Bulaga? What would you suspect is their plan if Bulaga cannot be retained? We talked about it a little bit earlier, but I think Valdir is probably your safety valve. Sign him to a one-year deal if possible, maybe a two-year if they insist on it. And then draft. They got to draft somebody. Maybe not a premium pick. They've done a really good job of kind of developing guys throughout the years later in the draft. But, yeah, I don't think – I'll be surprised if they pay top dollar for Bulaga. And that's not to say they won't open up, you know, the purse strings for him a bit. But I don't think there's any way they can pay him market value for what he could get out of the market. And if that's the case and he wants to get that money, I think he'll be gone. Do the Packers address cornerback in the offseason? Doesn't seem like there's much – depth after Jair and Kevin King. Well, that's one of the reasons I keep saying I think they bring Tremont back, because you haven't seen the development out of Josh Jackson that you would have hoped. Guy could barely get on the field and wasn't even dressed, was a healthy scratch at times this year. So, yeah, I think corner is definitely a possibility, either in free agency or the draft, most likely the draft. But I'd be surprised if it was an early selection. But you never know. Lance the Pants, great name, and thank you for the super chat. Thank you, everyone at Cheesehead TV, for all the content you provide on my drives back and forth to work every day. I never catch one live, so thank you. Hey, well, welcome live, Lance the Pants. Can't thank you enough for the super chat. That really means a lot. Anytime you guys support Cheesehead TV in any way, even from super chats to Patreon members to just watching the streams, downloading the podcasts, reading stuff on the website, it all means a lot. Especially now, the off season's upon us, and you know, Packers news gets kind of slows down, and it's all draft talk and free agency conjecture, and you know, we got is each other at this point because the team is disbanded and gone their separate ways. So it's good to have like minded folks to talk to throughout the off season. Would you draft two inside linebackers or draft one and get a big free agent? Kevin, I'd be very surprised, and anybody who's watched this chat throughout the season knows what I'm about to say. I'll be very surprised if they spend big money in free agency at inside linebacker. I think they'll go the draft route, and that's not to say that they'll draft one, two. But I do think they're going to have to draft, use a premium pick on an inside backer, if not trade up for one. And as far as would I go, you know, draft two or spend big money for one and draft another one, like, depend how much is Pettine going to play them? Because I can't imagine spending big money or using premium draft picks on two inside linebackers if only one of them is going to be on the field. And I understand that maybe some of that is that tendency has been due to the fact that they haven't had a lot of talent. And if he had more premium players, he'd put them out there. But that's a conversation that, you know, Mike Pettine and Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst have to have. And without being privy to it, it's hard to say with any kind of definity. Sorry, guys. Graham and Blake are gone? I would think so, yeah. Has Rodgers ever had a Hall of Fame receiver? Crazy to see how good he is without that elite talent. Oh, well, I don't think he's ever had a Hall of Fame receiver. I think he's had a hell of a lot more to work with than Brett Favre ever did. Other than Sterling Sharp in his early part of his career. But, you know, you look at that Sports Illustrated cover. Favre had never had anything like that. Just saying. Who are the free agent middle linebackers they could go after? Steven, free agency questions are always fun this time of year, but as I always say, anybody who's watched me over the years knows that right now it's such kind of all up in the air as far as who is actually available, right? I know people love going through their free agency lists at this point of the season, but you fast forward to, you know, a couple of weeks before free agency, and those lists will look totally different as guys get franchise tagged, as they get transition tagged, as they get re-signed by their clubs. So I'll probably leave a lot of the free agency speculation till a lot closer to the actual opening of it. Sneakily, kicker is going to be a need soon. Crosby's been incredible for Green Bay, especially considering kicking at Lambeau, but he is getting up there in age. Sean, I found Gutekunst's mention of kickers in playing and kicking into their 40s certainly, maybe not eye-opening, but telling. I think they'll absolutely re-sign him, and they're going to let him kick until his leg falls off, basically. But I agree with you. You always have to be looking forward. You always got to have your eye on it. And, you know, the wheels could fall off, so to speak, at any time. So with cautious optimism, I'd say they're probably going to keep Crosby for another couple years. But we'll see how the offseason plays out. I think a lot of that will depend on the numbers. What would a Kenny extension look like price-wise? Big and huge and monstrous. And I love the fact that as soon as the news drops, everyone's going to say, oh my gosh, they overpaid. And then in 2 years, it's going to look like a bargain. Mark that zero. What's your opinion of the Matt LaFleur offense now that we've had a whole season to see what its hallmarks are? Well, Garrett, that's interesting because it's hard to say it's really the Matt LaFleur offense when a lot of it was predicated on what Aaron Rodgers liked to do and was comfortable with from his time with Mike McCarthy. I think there were times when you could draw a definitive line between the stuff LaFleur had brought with him and the stuff that they were running from Rodgers' time with McCarthy. I don't think there's any more crystallized version of it than the playoff game against the Seahawks. You see in the first half, they're running tons of condensed formations, lots of orbit motion with Irvin and running the football, lots of kind of misdirection, blah, blah, blah. And it was pretty effective. You get to the second half, they come out in the spread formation, static, just like we saw under McCarthy, and they stub their toe and they go three and out and they're off to the races, so to speak. So I think they need to lean more into the stuff that LaFleur brought with him, the stuff that Hackett brought with him, and away from the McCarthy stuff. That's just my layman's opinion. Do you want to see Swerve and Irvin back in green and gold? Martin, 1,000%. I thought he brought a real dynamic presence to the offense and was a really solid kick returner. I don't think he's ever going to be a dynamic, like, you know, game changer, but I think he definitely helps the offense. There's no question about that. Murphy didn't want dead money from breaking Pettine's contract. I 1,000,000,000% don't think that that played anything into the thinking of retaining Pettine whatsoever. Matt LaFleur harps on giving the quarterback what a quarterback likes and is comfortable with. Yeah, no doubt. Most good offensive coaches do. But when it's ineffective over and over and over again, it's time to adjust. How do the Packers get two more studs next to Clark and have Lancaster, if signed, and Lowry backing up at the rotation? Well, Nick, I hate to break it to you, but Lowry's extension probably means that he won't be backing up anybody, at least not next year, I don't think. You know, if Jimmy Graham taught us anything, it's that if you have a significant cap charge, you're going to get on the field. It's unfortunate that that's the case, but I can only go by what I see. And while Graham's usage and or playing time did decrease in the second half of the season, it's not like he wasn't utilized a lot, you know, mostly by the quarterback. But I tend to think, you know, Lowry got paid, he's going to play. But they do need to draft, continue to draft along the defensive line. I think Kingsley Keke could potentially, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but could potentially be a pretty strong component there. He just needs to get on the field more and develop. What position do you see the Packers addressing via free agency versus the draft? Good question, Eric. I don't think they're going to be incredibly active in free agency. I do see them going after inside linebacker later, probably after all the silly money is spent in the early waves of free agency. I don't expect them to be big players on the first kind of two or three days like they were last year. But I do think inside backer is something they'll look for to add a depth guy, maybe a role player. I think corner, we talked about it before. Corner could be a target. Now, I'm not, again, I don't think any of these positions would be big money guys. I don't think they're going to do that. At draft, I think they're definitely going to look inside linebacker in the draft and wide receiver. Those are the two I think they'll go the draft and develop route. We should have kept Cook. Agree? Yeah, of course. 1,000,000,000%. But they tried to nickel and dime him. His agent said, see ya. And I thought she made the right play. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Woo, good question. I'll be cheering for the Chiefs. You know, as far as who I think will win it, you know, I think both teams are really good. I really want Andy Reid to get a ring, though. I think he's one of the best coaches working and best coaches we've seen in the modern era, and I really want him to get a championship. Kyle's going to have plenty of opportunities. Plus, the 49ers beat us, so screw them. Green Bay should have drafted Zion last year. Yeah, well, woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know, I liked their draft last year for the most part, but they did a pretty damn good job. How much gas do you think Tremont has left in the tank? I think he's got enough for one more year. He's a great off the bench role player, good presence in the locker room. Maybe you transition him into a coaching position as Banky recommended yesterday in transplants. But yeah, I think he's got one more year. Do we hear anything about our former, I believe, second-round pick, Josh Jones? Sandro, last time I heard, he was on the Cowboys practice squad still, so that means a reunion with Mike McCarthy. How funny is that? The LaFleur postseason convo sounded like Jake will get pushed to be number one tight end. Is that a stretch considering the receptions were low? No, Nick, the receptions were low because, you know, there was no comfort level with the quarterback, and he was never number one in the progression. That was always Jimmy Graham. That's why you got to move on from Jimmy Graham. No, he's got all the talent in the world. And I think the potential is there for him to take a monster jump from year one to year two. No, I wouldn't look at reception totals whatsoever. The tape is really good. And he was the early returns were really promising prior to his getting injured in camp and then in season. I'm really excited about his potential in this offense with Rodgers. I think he could be pretty damn dynamic. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. They come by fast and furious. 300 people here on a Tuesday afternoon. Can't thank you guys enough for supporting what we do at Cheesehead TV. And, hey, don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary Towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouthwatering options? Explore all of their game day worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. And as I said at the start of the stream, make sure you join up at the Cheesehead TV Patreon. That's patreon.com/cheeseheadTV if you'd like to challenge me in Madden this offseason. That's right. I'll be playing one Patreon member every week during the offseason. I get requests all the time. Tons of people talking about how they're going to kick my ass in Madden. Well, here you go. You can help support Cheesehead TV and then come kick my ass. Thanks a lot, everybody. Can't thank you enough for the support. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Pack, go.